Property talk on the Tyne. Investment tips, stories, and exciting guests with your host, Tony Fares.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Today, I'm going to be touching on a strategy that is very close to most property investors' hearts, and that is flipping properties for a profit. So what exactly is a flip? So a flip is taking a property, adding value via either a lease extension, maybe a refurbishment. It could be a title split, selling off part of the land for development, and eventually selling that property on for a profit. So it's buying a property, doing something with it, and making a profit at the back end. Sounds good, doesn't it? Yes, and we all love to do it. So who can actually do a flip? That's the question. And the question is answered very easily. Anybody can do a property flip, but you must be able to get bridging finance or be able to fund the property using cash. The likes of bridging lending, they do it more so on the property than maybe your own income and things. So yeah, definitely more tied to the property than yourself. So what is the most common type of flip, you might ask? Where should you be looking? What do they look like? So buy a rundown property, carry out a refurbishment, sell it on for a profit. So buy a nasty looking property, preferably the worst house on the best street, make it look beautiful, sell it on to someone who wants to live there who thinks it's their dream home. So where is the best place to do a flip, you might ask? Now, in my opinion, the best place to do a flip is in popular residential areas. And the reason why is, let's say, for example, a property's in really, really poor condition. It needs new windows, kitchen, bathroom, electrics, you name it. And it's for sale for, say, £100,000. But it needs £25,000 of renovation works to make it habitable and livable. And then, for example, because it's had the work done, it's going to be worth, say, £150,000. So £25,000 profit, if we're just talking headline numbers. Now, if you're a first-time buyer who's only got £20,000 in the bank, you couldn't afford the deposit to buy the property as well as the refurbishment. So this is going to rule out the number of buyers who are actually interested in this property. Whereas once the works are actually done, that same buyer has enough money to afford the deposit. So they would, is a first-time buyer with £20,000. They would prefer to buy the property fully refurbished at £150,000 as opposed to buying it for £100,000 and doing the refurbishment themselves, because it's easier to get it financed. They don't have the hassle of the refurbishment, budgets going over, managing tradesmen. They just get to unpack their boxes, get fish and chips ordered on the first night of being there, and make it into a home. And it's a very quick process. It'll be a weekend of moving your stuff in, as opposed to a 2-3-4 month project that can commonly be the case. Now, it might look easy, buying a house, making a few cosmetic fixes and putting it back on the market and making a huge profit in the process. And at any given time, half a dozen shows on the television feature good-looking, well-dressed investors who make the process look fast, fun, and profitable. But remember, an agent's valuation is vanity, so that's not what we're looking for. A selling price is sanity, but actual profits in the bank are reality, and that's what you want to be looking for. You want to know what you're actually making down to the pound and pence. It's not good having a profit where it doesn't deduct all of your costs. So make sure you factor in your stamp duty. Make sure you factor in the bridging costs. Make sure there's a contingency in there for your refurbs, okay? So let's look at some mistakes that are often made with flips, because we see them off very often and they're sometimes very easily prevented. So first up, flipping houses is expensive. With every day, you've got costs to cover. Now that includes the bridging costs, council tax, gas, electric, insurance. So flipping houses for a profit needs to value your time as much as money, because the longer a property takes to flip, then the less profitable it'll actually be. So that's point number one. So make sure you do all your due diligence from a numbers point. Point number two, and a common mistake, is that renovating flipping houses is a time-consuming venture. It can take months to find and buy the right property. And once you own the property, you're going to need to invest time to fix it up. So if you have a day job, your time spent on demolition and construction can actually translate into evenings and weekends have you spent on the job where you could actually pay somebody else to do the work? You'll still spend more time than you expect supervising the activity, and the cost of paying others might actually reduce your profit, but it might all be worthwhile. Now, once the work's done, you're going to need to schedule inspections to make sure the property complies with the likes of building codes before you can sell it, because we don't want to be getting to the solicitor stage. Once you've done a full refurbishment, you've put it on the market, you've showed people around, you've agreed a price via negotiation with the agent, to find that it then falls foul because it doesn't have the right building regulations and things in place. So, if it doesn't have them, you're going to need to spend more time and money to bring it up to par. So maybe using someone a bit more experienced than yourself might not be a bad thing at the end of the day. Now, it can be quite a time investment to sell the property. And if you show the prospective buyers yourself, you're going to spend time commuting to and from the property. So I suppose the point in number two is probably more outsource the parts of the flip project that are risky. Selling the property, estate agents are better placed at doing that than you. The renovations, builders are better place at doing that than you. You want to make more profit with less risk. And if it means a little less profit and less risk, then I mean, I would take that myself. Now, three is a lot of people try and do this and they don't actually have the skill set to carry out the job from start to finish. Now, professional builders and skilled professionals such as carpenters and plumbers, now they often fix up houses and sell them on for a profit as a side income to their existing businesses or current jobs. But they're already doing this on a day-to-day basis. They have the knowledge, they have the skills, and they have the experience required to find and fix a house. Now, on the other hand, if you don't know a Phillips head screwdriver from a flathead screwdriver, you're going to need to pay a professional to do the renovations and repairs. So, like you say, if you haven't got the skills, you won't be able to pay the bills. So, number four, everybody thinks flipping houses is easy. Now, if it was, everybody would be doing it. So it's definitely not. Now, flipping houses is a business like any other. It requires knowledge, planning, and you have to be savvy to be successful with this. You need to create a product that somebody really, really wants and someone's prepared to let you make a profit on them in order to buy that property from you. Now, patience and good judgment are especially important skills to have, because it is a time and based business. So make sure you factor that in. Now, factoring things in, point number five is you must factor in current market conditions. Now, what will the market be like in 6 months? Right now, we have an energy crisis. We have a war going on in Ukraine. We have the prospect of rising interest rates. We have agents with the lowest levels of stock ever in history, according to Rightmove. So we need to be factoring all that this in. So read the Rightmove House Price Index report. See what it says monthly. Today, it's just said that the market rose by 2.5% in the Northeast last month and around about 11% year over the last year. So look at the data, analyze it, make sure you've got a Scooby-Doo where the market's going. The market's going to drop. You need to be basing your figures around that. The market's going to be going up. You should also be basing your figures on that. You'll remember coming out of the back of COVID, I was recommending people overpay for properties. Don't worry about paying asking price, pay $5,000 more. The reason why? I knew these increases in property prices were coming. I read the data, I analyzed it, and I made an informed decision because I was missing out on properties. You must do the same when it comes to your flip project, because that's what's going to make you profitable. So you need to be looking at absolutely everything when it comes to flips. What's happening with the property prices? Who can do this job better than you? Look at absolutely everything, or it's so easy to put all that time and money in and to potentially not even make anything. So if I was to summarize flips, what I would say is flipping can be great. It can be absolutely extraordinary. But I would suggest you maybe utilize someone like ourselves, a reputable sourcing agent, to ensure that the numbers actually work on the property that you buy. They do factor in contingencies for refurbs, they factor in market conditions, they factor in things like bridging costs. I would suggest you use the right solicitor in conveyancing, because you want the transaction and the purchase to be as smooth as possible. Now, that's the same when you're selling it as well. Don't go for the cheapest solicitor, go for one who's going to get the job done, because time is very, very important when it comes to a flip. And you don't just want your funds sat in the bank. You want them going to work and making you a return on investment. So get it in hand. Kick your solicitor up the backside if you have to. What I would say is use the right build team. This is going to minimize the chances of going over budget and kissing your profits goodbye. And you could also make sure that you get the right level of finish by doing that as well. Like I say, you need the buyer to fall in love with the property when they walk through the door. And it's the standard of finish that's going to make that possible. And what I would say is, using the estate agent who's active in the area you're selling, they will likely have buyers on their books when they're ready to buy. And this is the probably my best tip I can give to you. And the final part of the summary is, I would say to market your property using CGI images. It's very easy to go on websites like Fiverr now online, and you can get images made of your property. I mean, you can send them images of the complete shithole that you've bought. They will make them into beautiful computer-generated images, the sort of thing you need for marketing. You see when you build properties, they use CGIs all the time. People will buy houses off the back of these CGIs. It's going to cut down the marketing period that you have. It's going to mean you can start marketing it a month before it's ready. So when the kitchen and the bathroom go in, the carpets are in, you're ready to do a big block viewing. Create the demand for the property. Market it in the right way. You will get people through the door. You will make a profit. And you'll sail off into the sunset as a happy person. So I hope you've enjoyed listening today about flips. If you're interested in doing a flip yourself, then please reach out. What I will say is, in this marketplace, flips are bloody hard to find because everybody is paying over odds for their own residential homes. We're not saying it can't be done, but they're certainly taking a little bit harder to find than maybe what they were 12, 18, 24 months ago. Thank you very much for listening this evening, and I appreciate your time.
Property talk on the Tyne. Investment tips, stories, and exciting guests with your host, Tony Fares.